1480 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The U.S. announcing new sanctions against Russia, punishment for the invasion of Ukraine 2 years ago and the death of Alexei Navalny 1 week ago. ABC's Patrick Reivel is in Ukraine and says without additional U.S. funding, the fight there is becoming dire.
We're seeing the Ukrainians basically have to ration ammunition. They were already having to ration ammunition back in November. So obviously the situation has become much, much more critical now. And we heard from some U.S. officials just this week saying that they predict there could be a catastrophic shortage of ammunition by late March, which is certainly seems to align with similar things we are hearing from Ukrainian troops on the ground.
Alexei Navalny's mother says Russian officials tried to blackmail her, threatening to do something with his body if she doesn't agree to a secret private funeral. No classes today at the University of Georgia. A nursing student at a nearby school who went jogging on campus found dead near the athletic field. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Several University of Wisconsin building projects are closer to moving forward after final legislative approval yesterday. The bill is now before the governor. The projects include a new engineering building at UW-Madison. It's part of the deal UW system leaders struck with Republican leaders in exchange for new limits on campus diversity efforts. People with PFAS-polluted wells will have to wait for help from the state. Governor Evers says he plans to veto a Republican bill that passed yesterday over the objections of Representative Jeffrey Meursault.
If you had contamination in your well, wouldn't you want to have that well, somebody to help you fix that? And it's not about, taking things away from the DNR.
Meursault says the bill protects innocent landowners from liability. Evers says the bill weakens the state's enforcement authority. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wegehout. A GoFundMe has been set up to help pay for the funeral expenses for two children who were killed in a homicide last weekend. They were killed by their mother, who then turned the gun on herself. Major and Maya Lacey Robinson were students at Sauk Trail Elementary School in Middleton. The money from the GoFundMe will also go to counseling services for surviving family members. With the weather warming up in southern Wisconsin, three Madison golf courses are set to open on Sunday. The Odana Hills, Monona, and Yahara Hills golf courses will officially open for the year at 10 a.m. The Glen Golf Park, the city's fourth golf course, won't open until March 1st. The city's tee-off party is also being rescheduled for this Sunday through March 2nd. You can purchase season passes for Madison's golf courses for a discount during that time. Online reservations open at 8 a.m. Friday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wegehout, WMDX News.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Baseball gets started tomorrow. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Brewers' first exhibition game of spring training out in Arizona tomorrow against the Padres. The first pitch at 2:10 Central Time. There's been talk that Sal Frelick will play some third base this spring. When will that happen? Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
First day. He's special, man. The kid's special. He can do it. That people ask me, why is he doing it? Because he can. If anybody can do it, it's Sal.
NBA, the Bucks and the Timberwolves tonight in Minnesota. Milwaukee will be without Chris Middleton, still dealing with an ankle injury. NFL, Packers' Matt LaFleur introducing Jeff Hafley as the team's new defensive coordinator.
Certainly have always had respect for him from afar as a football coach. He's worked with my brother at two different stops. He's worked with Kyle Shanahan at two different stops in Cleveland and San Francisco, and I know how those guys, how much respect they have for him as a person first and a coach second.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Still holding onto a slice of mild air as highs rise to the low 40s, all ahead of a cold front slamming the state. As it arrives this afternoon, it could fling a few flurries around with spotty snow showers that could accumulate a trace on roads to up to a half an inch of snow.